I have my football-shaped cake all ready. It's Super Bowl 46, Pats, Giants, Manning, Brady, Beantown, Big Apple rematch, a chance for Pats coach Bill Belichick to make history and join Pittsburgh's Chuck Knoll as the only coaches with 4 Super Bowl titles if the Pats win. David Steele is columnist for SportingNews.com. He joins us from Indianapolis. David, your take on the matchup.
It's going to be, again, a lot like the last time they met in the Super Bowl 4 years ago, Tom Brady and his offense against the Giants and their defense. And the last time around, the Giants' defense won. Tom Brady's still Tom Brady, but the Giants' defense is still the Giants' defense, and that's going to be what we're going to watch. And this is not to exclude Eli Manning from all of this, but I think that's going to be the decisive matchup of this game.
Well, and we remember back in 2008, the only game that was ever won when a helmet caught a football. Do you think that that loss for the Patriots when the New Yorks, you know, spoiled their perfect season will give them maybe a little extra oomph, a little, you know, more of a revenge factor?
They're trying to say that it's not, but nobody believes them. One of the things the Patriots do so well is find the motivation that they need. They find the slights that they feel need to be corrected. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have a lot to play for.
Well, the Giants quarterback Eli Manning is said to be on a better roll. And I believe after his last game, Tom Brady did say, "I sucked." And so he might agree to that. But what do you think, I mean, when you match up the quarterbacks?
Eli Manning, I think, has proven that 4 years ago was not a fluke. He is the hot quarterback of the two coming into this game. I mean, he's been spectacular and exemplary and nearly perfect and as tough as a quarterback has ever been during a stretch of playoff games. And Brady has not been the Brady that we've been familiar with. That's one of the reasons why, if you're looking for a turning point, you would say that, you know, what the Giants' defense is capable of doing to a quarterback that's not on his best game right now.
Yeah, and we have to ask about the Patriots' Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk. He of the oven mitt hands. They are 11 inches from thumb to pinky span, but of course it's his ankle that's been a problem. Any word on whether he's going to play?
They're leaning very hard toward him playing. He got onto the practice field on Thursday. That was an incredibly positive sign because the Patriots believed all week that he might not be able to practice. And they're going to sort of cross their fingers and hope for the best that he's going to be able to get through the entire game because they're a completely different team without him.
In his case, very big fingers. David Steele, columnist for AOL SportingNews.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.